is Tony Lindale. Two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 620 Abbott's Pond Road.
This is a request to subdivide a 2.57-acre parcel into two lots with access from a 50-foot easement. Lot 2 has an existing dwelling located on it. There's a new dwelling that is proposed to be built on Lot 1. The owner is creating to create the easement over an existing gravel driveway, and you could approve the request as submitted or required to go through a public hearing.
Mr. Burton, what do you think?
I'd like to ask a question of the applicant.
Okay. Well, the applicant appears to be here.
Yes, sir.
If you would give us your name, sir, and then we'll...
Tony Lindale.
All right, sir.
7158 Lyle Lane, Greenwood.
We thank you, sir. Mr. Burton says he has a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The trailer that is there will be removed, is that...
No, it will remain on a separate, on the lot when the property we have is subdivided.
Okay. Is that within the ordinance?
Mr. Link?
They're going to need... We haven't noted the dwelling. I didn't know it was a mobile till you just stated. The parcel's less than 5 acres. I'm not sure how it got... How long has it been there?
15 years.
Plus or minus is fine.
Pardon?
32.
Ma'am,
32
you're gonna,
years.
You're going to testify. We need you to come up front. We'll take your word for it.
How many?
32 years.
It's been there forever.
32 years.
Yes, sir.
Time flies, doesn't it? It does fly, doesn't it? Yeah, I know.
But if that parcel, looking at the parcel number on there, it's a tax map. So you look at the parcel number, that parcel number was created in 73 or 74.
Yeah.
Was that mobile there prior to that?
No, sir.
So it was there after that. So you did you go through a public hearing to place a mobile on that parcel?
The mobile was placed there by my father originally. It was supposedly put there on a hardship. There was some mix-up in paperwork, and it was apparently ended up as a permanent placement.
I have to verify the records. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
If it had been, it's a single wide, right? They had
yes,
built
sir.
Double wide back that far. If it had been a double wide, it could have been permitted on 3/4 acre. It wouldn't be an issue. If it was single wide, it would have had to have been on at least a farm of 5 acres or more in a bona fide agricultural enterprise, or it would have had to been zoned that far back, zoned GR.
Right.
Since it's AR, then we'll have to look into the records. It is AR, right, Gene?
Mm-hmm.
We had to check the record on the issue of mobile, but we can, you can still look at the subdivision. You can still look at the subdivision any way you want, and the mobile will be the issue, whether it can stay there or whether you ask to go to the Board of Adjustment to retain it on a lesser-sized parcel.
Okay, you do it that way.
You can do that.
And essentially, he's got to, I mean, really, at this point, he needs variance now, technically.
Unless it was placed somehow properly,
right,
I'm not sure.
Right, so the subdivision isn't going to affect the variance.
That's true.
32 years ago is going to be fun
smaller,
trying to find
smaller.
It.
So.
32 years ago might be fun trying to find out with this issue, but we can figure it out.
Right.
There's got to be a stone tablet somewhere
Chiseled
on there, I imagine.
So what we're saying is that if this were to be recommended as an approval, it would be pending a Board of Adjustment decision?
If necessary.
If needed.
Right. Yeah, it could be done that way. We need to research and pull it. The assessment records are pretty clear with manufactured homes because for some reason they keep copies of manufactured home permits attached typically to their property record card, so that helps us. And
I think
sometimes not, but in most cases they do.
Mr. Burton, if you're inclined to approve it, there really isn't anything that would prevent that from happening. The issue of the mobile's kind of a separate issue anyway, so I mean
which has nothing to do with this one.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, and we couldn't approve the subdivision of the property without Delta's approval for one. And secondly, without the Board of Adjustment, if it's necessary.
Yeah, so subject to that anyway.
It's subject to it. And so if you gave consideration to approve it, it should be subject to the approval
of DLDOT.
DLDOT's automatic, but subject to the Board of Adjustment if necessary. But we have to research and find.
Okay. Well, I'm inclined to do just that. Mr. Chairman, my recommendation for Tony Lindale, two lots on a 50-foot easement on Road 620 Abbott's Pond Road, is for approval pending approval of the Board of Adjustments?
Yeah, or you can put pending receipt of the Board of Adjustment approval if necessary.
Pending receipt.
All right, Mr. Robertson.
That's fine, yeah.
Pending receipt of the approval from the Board of Adjustments if necessary.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 620 Abbott's Pond Road for Tony Lindale, subject to any action deemed to be required by the Board of Adjustments regarding the mobile home. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.